The Walking Leader Podcast, episode number 70. That's right, 70. And I'm your host, David Guerra, the author of The Walking Leader. Thank you for stopping by. As always, I appreciate your time. I know it's valuable, and hopefully I give you some value back. Again, I welcome you to the 70th episode, and today we're going to talk about building staff morale. Now, if you follow along on the Leadership Minute video series I have on YouTube, then you know what I'm going to talk about today. And it's based on 7 great ways to boost your team's morale, and that's by Ashley Fidel. It's an article on themuse.com, and I'll give full credit in the show notes and on the MP3 file here, so it'll show up wherever you are, and obviously on my website, daveguerra.com/podcast episode 70. And again, we're talking about building staff morale, because as a leader, you have to build staff morale. You have to ensure that your team is good to go, that they understand that they need to be on to deliver. Now, I understand, you understand, human beings are not always on. They cannot always be on. There's always going to be down days. There's going to be off days. There's going to be days when it's just not going to make, they don't want to hear it. They don't want to be told, hey, let's cheer up. Let's do this. Let's take it for the team. No, they don't want to hear that. There's going to be those days, but you know what? It's still your responsibility for the team to deliver. And for every member of that team to deliver, it's going to have to happen. And so in putting the show together, in this episode together, I was doing a little work and I started making a list of 10 things to boost your team's morale. And I started looking around and it's like, wait a minute, some of this sounds familiar and I might have read this someplace else. And sure enough, I looked it back up and there it was, from themuse.com, T-H-E-M-U-S-E.com. It's 7 great ways to boost your team's morale. And it is awesome. Ashley Fidel does a great job of putting this together, and she really, really talks about what's going on and what are the 7 things that she sees as great tactics to get things going and keep things going and keep everybody moving in the right direction. And I'm going to kind of list them all out, and I'm going to talk to them about briefly. It's not going to be a long episode. I'm not going to get into it for that long. However, those are famous last words. Let's dive right in. Number one, well, you know what? All 7 of them, here they are. Good job goes a long way. Set team goals. Confront frustrations head on. Don't disrupt schedules. Learn from each other. Go for random acts of kindness. And always, as a leader, lead by example. That's the 7. Now let's talk about the first one. Good job goes a long way. Now, be sure you're letting your staff know that you appreciate their work, that, hey, it's a good job. Good job. Thank you for doing it. Thank you. And say thank you and say good job. Because, again, they don't need any other accolades. They need that you recognize that they're doing a good job. And they also need to know, on the flip side of that, they also need to know that you recognize when they're not doing a good job. And don't say good job just for the sake of saying something. Say good job because you mean it, because you recognize they're doing something good and they need to be recognized. And that's a good thing. So make sure that they're recognized in front of their peers, coworkers, outside stakeholders, internal stakeholders, external stakeholders, and obviously higher ups, those that are up the ladder, that they recognize, hey, look, that leader's got some really good people on his team. And he makes sure he lets them know, because, again, people like to be recognized by other people, especially when they're doing a good job. So let them know. Always let them know. Go out of your way to find them doing something good. Do that. You can do it. It happens. They can do it. Because if they're not doing a good job, then you're gonna find them not doing a good job. And then you know what needs to be done. It is that simple. It really is that simple. Number 2, set team goals. Now, goals or objectives are the focal point of teamwork. It's what people strive for. Hey, let's be the best. That's our goal. Hey, let's make this team the greatest team ever in company history. That's a goal. And why not do something awesome? Why not do something fun? You know, obviously, you know, who can make the most widgets? Who can compile the most lines of code in an hour? That's fine. But is the code right? Are the widgets up to standard? Think about it. So as a leader, set some goals. Do some off the wall stuff, but obviously keep it work related. You know, and go from there. Again, set realistic goals. Do something interesting, do something fun, and why not recognize them for doing them? Hey, this is our record holder of 47 widgets in an hour, or 47 widgets that pass standards in an hour. Here's our record holder of 500 lines of code in an hour. Code that works. There you go. Set some goals for your team. Recognize them. And you know what? If you can, buy them pizza. Say you're bringing in donuts. Say you got the coffee tomorrow. Something. But as a leader, step up, recognize, and have a little fun with it. Number three, confront frustrations head on. Again, the flip side of good job, the flip side of having fun. You know, we're only human. Businesses are run by human beings. And that means everybody's going to run into some situation, some encounter that they're not going to like. There's going to be that one customer that's just going to break their back. There's going to be that one manager that's going to ask that one question. And that's it. Game over. And again, what do you do? Well, as a leader, you can't let it fester. You can never let it fester. You must confront it right away. As quickly, as effectively, and just do it as quickly as possible, effectively as possible. You cannot delay this because it will fester and it will get ugly and then it will get worse. So do it. Face them head on. It doesn't matter. Just do it. Do not disrupt schedules is number four. Whatever you do, everybody knows that if they work 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, then that's their job. That's their time. That's it. People plan their lives around 8 to 5. People do not plan their lives on a possibility. People cannot plan their lives on a maybe. And definitely, people cannot plan their lives around being told on Friday at 3 p.m. that they're going to come into work Saturday. That's nonsense. As a leader, as a manager, you definitely cannot be playing those games. People might have played them on you, and now that you're a manager, don't ever let it occur to you to even think you can play those games with people. Because again, that's nonsense, and that definitely destroys team morale. I guarantee you it does. I promise you it does. And on the same side of that, destroying team morale, there are individuals that love, especially in organizations that either operate 7 days a week or 24 hours a day, there will always be individuals that's all their purpose in life is just to disrupt schedules by calling in sick 20 minutes before they go on. That say, oh no, I have to go here, I have to go there a day before their day off so they can get a two-day off in a row if that's the way the schedule goes. You know, they signed up, they agreed to work the schedule that they agreed to. And if they don't like it, they need to find something. Because in this day and age, in the 21st century, and in this economy, there is no time to be putting up with nonsense like that. As a leader, as a manager, as a hiring supervisor, you need to step up and say, hey, look, it is the truth. And the truth is that if you can't deliver on what you said you could deliver, it might be time to go. Now, I understand that there's going to be exceptions. There's going to be times. Things will happen and things suddenly come up. But for the most part, how can they suddenly come up every third Thursday of the month? It's just like clockwork. How is it that every Saturday at 3 p.m. or 2:45 p.m., somebody calls in and says, hey, I can't be in there at 3. How is that? Talk about disrupting the schedule. It doesn't disrupt it. It disrupts the schedule of those that are already working, those that are called in early, those that have to fill in the blank in that schedule. And that right there is nonsense. So again, if it becomes a habit, it becomes habitual, it's something that just cannot be addressed any other way, it might be time to say, hey, you know what? You're really disrupting not just the operations of the organization, the schedule you agreed upon, but it's also affecting other people's lives. then it might be time to say goodbye. And as a leader, as a manager, you're going to be asked to do those things because, again, that's part of the deal. That's part of becoming a leader. That's part of being a leader in any organization, is you have to do the good, but you also have to do the bad. Number five, learn from each other. Learn from each other. You should always be learning. Always learn. Yes, you're a leader. Yes, you're a manager. But you know what? That doesn't mean you can't learn. That does not mean you know everything. I've known many managers that have suddenly, all of a sudden, become the Encyclopedia Britannica because they just were hired or they were promoted to the position of manager. One day they weren't. The next day they were. And now all of a sudden they're a font of knowledge. Guess what? It doesn't work that way. It does not work that way. Ensure that your staff members and you are learning from each other because everybody brings a unique skill set. Everybody does something different. And when you learn, there you go. You got it. You get a solid team. You get a great foundation because now everybody else knows what everybody else knows in the sense of what they can and cannot do. And that is how great teams are built, people. It really are. There's no other up or down to this. Great teams are built when great teams learn from each other. Great team members learn from each other. You know, somebody's proficient in accounting, and somebody at the warehouse is not too sure about how to deal with returns, how to deal with damaged items, how to mark them down. You know what? That's fine. Somebody else does. And those are the people you tap. Cross-train people. Ensure that the people at the warehouse understand the order process through from the accounting side, from the AR and the AP side. Ensure that the accounting department understands that there are timetables that the warehouse people go by. Understand, everybody needs to understand that there are certain procedures when it comes to ordering supplies. Yeah, sure. Some clerk, some receptionist, some assistant to the admin knows that they just need paper and pencils. But what are the actual processes that accounting has to go through? What are the processes that the procurement officer has to go through? There you go. Purchasing. What are the processes? Cross-train each other. There's nothing wrong with that. Absolutely. The United States Army, the greatest team in the world, lives on cross-training people. Because if one man falls, somebody else has to step up and fill his spot. And that's the way it is. So why not? You're not going to have a group of people, just soldiers, in the middle of a firefight say, oh, I can't use the M2 50 caliber machine gun because I wasn't trained, or I don't know how, or that's not my job. Guess what? It is. And why? Because if the primary gunner is down, somebody's got to get up there and lock and load and fire away. And that's the way the military is. And not just the Army. This is the Air Force, the Navy, the Marines, everybody. That's just the way it is. Because if somebody falls, somebody else has got to fill in that slot right away. There's no, let's open up a discussion. Let's see if we have money for this. No, it has to happen right away. Because in fluid situations, fluid results have to happen. Fluid answers have to flow. Go for random acts of kindness is number six. Well, hey, you know, there's absolutely nothing wrong with, like I said earlier, bringing in the donuts, bringing in breakfast tacos, bringing in coffee, buying lunch, ordering pizza for everybody. Hey, look, we got lunch coming in. Don't worry. Nobody needs to go out. We got lunch coming in. The boss has got it. The leader's got it. The manager's got it. The owner's got it. Company-wide, everybody's getting meals from so-and-so, someplace. You know, just out of the blue, there's nothing. It doesn't have to just be somebody's birthday. It doesn't have to be somebody's anniversary with the company. No, it's just out of the blue, you know, because, you know, Monday is February 29, 2016. How many February 29s do we get in our lifetimes? Not very many. Remember, one every 4 years. Celebrate that day for no other reason. Hey, pick up the slack. I'm not kidding. I'm about to tell you something that really, truly happened. In the Army, we are taught to never volunteer for anything. Well, an NCO sergeant came up to us, to the group of the platoon that I was in, and asked, I need a volunteer. Nobody volunteered. And he asked again, I need a volunteer. Nobody raised their hands. He goes, this is the last time I'm going to ask for a volunteer. Someone's going to get volunteered. Well, out of the back, somebody got volunteered. All right, no big deal. And it was just a terrible thing, and nobody liked that job. What had to be done? The following day, the same sergeant comes up to the platoon and says, I need a volunteer. Nobody volunteered. Look, it's going to be worse. I need a volunteer. And if somebody doesn't volunteer, it's going to be really bad for everybody. So finally, I don't think he even had to say it a third time. He raised somebody in the back, raised their hand. I'll volunteer, Sergeant. All right, come on up here. All right, for you volunteering, guess what? You get the day off. Now, everybody else, load the trucks. We got to go clean out the range. I was like, whoa. Yep, sure enough, he gave the day off to the first volunteer. That's all he was looking for, was for somebody to step up. So it's just random. It was just so totally random, but it worked. Well, the next day he comes back. Guess what? Everybody raised their hands for when he asked for a volunteer. Well, it wasn't a day off, but hey, you know, he got us. But he understood that he even told us, you know what? I'm going to throw those out there every once in a while. Be ready for them. But in the meantime, when I ask for volunteers, it's because we really need a volunteer and I'm not here to play games. And it worked. He gave us something, but he didn't give us something every time. But he put it out there. I don't remember if he actually did while I was still there in that unit, but it does happen. And it should happen in your organization. Step up, fill in somebody's gap, give somebody the day off and says, you know what? I'm answering the phones today. Because you know what? As a leader, as a manager, especially as a manager, you are not above getting on that front line again. Because especially if that's where you came from, it doesn't hurt to refresh your skills and see just how much has been lost. Number 7, all leaders everywhere, managers everywhere. It doesn't matter what you're how many people you're leading or what you do. Lead by example. That's it. You feel good? Show them you're feeling good. Lead by example. Get out there, shake their hands, talk to them. Show them you do a good job every day and show them how you do a good job every day. Yeah, they might see you pushing paper on your desk, banging out those keys on your computer. But what do? You make sure that all the work gets done. Then you can get out there and start talking to them. Then you can get out there and deal with your staff's issues. Then you can get out there and meet other people within the organization. Leading by example is a very good thing. And it makes all the other 6 morale boosters pretty easy to do. Because again, they're seeing you, that you're trying. They see that you're doing it. They're seeing that you're out there working and doing it and making it happen for them. Remember, as a leader, as a manager, you are there for your people because they're the ones doing the job. They're not there for you. They're not there to make you look good. You do everything you can. You give them supplies. You make sure they have all the equipment ready to rock and roll. You give them everything that they need. So when they do the job and they do it well and it looks good for them, it makes you look good because you're a genius. Think about it. Folks, those are the 7 ways to boost your team's morale, to build staff morale. And it's saying a good job, setting some serious fun goals for your team, confront frustrations head on always. Please, the moment they rise up, deal with them right away. Don't let them fester, because then that's when miscommunication happens, and that we don't want that. Do not disrupt schedules. Deal with those things. If you know your organization, your team, or your group has to work on Saturday, let them know the Monday before. If you know it, if you feel it coming on, put that little bug in their ear and say, hey, look, it looks like we might be working this Saturday. And say that Monday morning, no later than close of business Monday, because it gives them that week to prepare for it, if in fact has to happen. Learn from each other. Always learn from each other. Cross-train each other. Talk to each other. Communicate. Encourage communication. Keep the lines of communication open. Random acts of kindness, they do wonders for people. And of course, lead by example, because that is your job. That is number 1. If you want to stay a leader, then lead by example. I thank you for listening. I thank you for your time. My name is David Guerra. I am the author of The Walking Leader, and this has been The Walking Leader Podcast, episode number 70. Until next time, You take care. Have a good one. Take it easy. As always, if you have questions, comments, or concerns, send me an email, dave@daveguerra.com, or follow me on Twitter at Dave Guerra. Again, thank you for your time. Have a great weekend. Have a great rest of February. January's gone. February, and I'll talk to you in March. Have a good one.